Hello. I would like to take you on a trip to Tropical Island today. So as always, sit back, relax, take a deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as you carry on breathing and just relax. You are about to enjoy a very pleasant and beneficial experience. Sitting there now with your eyes closed, you begin to become aware of the sound of my voice, knowing that you don't have to listen to each word I say or don't say, as your conscious mind will drift away to the pleasant scenes of your imagination. And with this in mind, as you sit yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax. Make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting and relaxing, knowing that the pillow the headrest will fully support you. You don't have to hold any stress or tension. You can just rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. You can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the chair or the bed will fully support you. It can take all your weight and height, every muscle and every fiber of your being is just relaxed and fully supported. Because now it's time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere, and you don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. You can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you, the sounds outside and inside. And none of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they remind you that the world is safely still turning. You can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach, your shoulders, your back, all the way down your spine and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, your arms and every finger. Loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing. a gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take and every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might find your mind wandering. But my voice will fade away into the background. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon, now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill. That hill is on a tropical island. You feel the warmth of the sun shining on your head and shoulders. And you can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in a gentle breeze. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path which disappears into a small forest. And beyond that forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing over the tops of the waves in the ocean bay. The whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne on the breeze. And you become aware of the distant sound of the ocean. Maybe you even hear the seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily with no effort. You feel almost as you're floating on air, and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, the leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, the branches making irregular pattern against the clear blue sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you further and further. As you move easily into the inviting depths, you're becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere. Its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach, you know that the ocean is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage. You quite suddenly feel the warmth of the sun on your head, your shoulders, your back, your face. You find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach, beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve right in front of you. To a distant point where the trees seem to come right down, all the way to the shoreline, so that the branches actually seem to be overhanging the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach, way to the water's edge. The sand becomes darker, golden color when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a large than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. You notice how the sand is washed away from tiny colored pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. You find yourself a comfortable position to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon. Trickling warm, golden sand through your fingers. There is a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. As you glaze over, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island, growing larger as it approaches. You realize that it suddenly is overhead and is the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever imagine. But you somehow know, just by instinct, that you don't have to worry. In fact, you can let all your worries, all your cares and fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see the worries and fears drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, almost like a smoke from a bonfire, spiraling away from you towards this large, wide cloud. And the cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker and darker, until it just reaches the darkest, the last part of that spiral of your worries and fears disappears inside it. And then something amazing happens. The sun bursts through the cloud, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edge of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. You know that all your troubles and cares, having floated away from you, you can now settle yourself down into a comfortable position and drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve. So long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming more and more relaxed and even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. Slowly, the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room has full, gentle golden light that relaxes you, and you suddenly realize that a surge of inspiration and pleasure comes your way. What you once saw as limits are now stepping stones to greater life and success. It suddenly dawns on you with a surge of joy and anticipation that once what seemed to be your limit is nothing more than stepping stone to a greater success. And you notice that one of the walls in this room is like a huge screen with words and images flashing across, too fast for you to see. But you know that this information is being transmitted to different parts of your mind. The screen is just displaying all the information going around your mind. And when you use your mind for it to stop, the screen suddenly clears and one word appears. And it says, ready. That means your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say. And everything I say will be accepted by your subconscious mind. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days, weeks, and months. Now I want you to imagine something else. Imagine you sat in a comfortable space. Maybe still in that room. And you see a candle in front of you on a small table. I want you to focus your eyes on the flame of the candle and just watch it flicker and dance. Lose yourself in the warmth of that flame, jumping and dancing. As you watch the flame, you feel the calming warmth of the candle. And with each breath you take, slow, breath in and out, you're becoming more relaxed and you allow yourself to be in a hypnotic state. I want you to allow this wonderful, relaxing, warm feeling to flow down all the way through your body. Your relaxation is deeper than ever. You feel wonderful as you allow this feeling flow through your body. That's right, just nice and relaxed. To leave that room and start walking back to the tropical island. As always, you know that this room is open to you and accessible to you whenever you need to go there. because you're so relaxed now. And you know your mind is ready for the new ways. New ways of living, thinking, and interacting. You are ready to go back through the corridor, the forest, the grasses, and back to the top of the hill on the tropical island. You absorb that warm feeling of sun on your face and on your shoulders, and take it with you as a sign and proof of the wonderful change you are going through now. And when you are ready, I'm going to count from 5 to 0 to take you back to your room. Still listening to my voice, I want you to become more aware of the room around you as I count 5. Become aware of the sounds inside and outside. 4. You feel the sensation in your body, your feet, your legs, your back, your shoulders, your head. 3. You gently try to open your eyes. 2. Your eyes are fully open. 1. You're back in the room. 0. You're back. Open your eyes and ever so gently sit up. Take a deep breath in and out. That's the end of your relaxation.